I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up next week on Only a Game. A Stanley Cup wrong is righted 46 years after the fact. It's a story that has a nice ring to it. But right now, it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
The Stanley Cup final begins on Monday. The Washington Capitals will be there. It's been 13 years that Alex Ovechkin has been waiting to play in a Stanley Cup final, and his moment has come. So, you like him for 2 goals and 3 assists in every game against Las Vegas?
I don't know. I mean, certainly the burden is off now. You know, the whole you can't get by Pittsburgh, Sidney Crosby, nyan, nyan, nya, boo-boo that he's had to live with his entire career. He is the greatest shooter of the puck I've ever seen. And while you know my heart is with my Vegas Golden Knights, I hope he has a huge series.
Those Vegas Golden Knights have waited an entire hockey season to get to
right.
the finals. They are the second expansion team to reach the final series of anything. The St. Louis Blues did it back in 1968. So, will the Knights' ride end in triumph or tears?
I think the Knights are going to win the Stanley Cup, and I think it's going to be in the lobby of Caesar's Palace for a year or so. They are very, very good. Marc-Andre Fleury is having a heroic playoff series in goal. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to beat Washington.
NFL owners approved a new policy this week which requires players to stand if they are on the field during the performance of the national anthem, or they can stay in the locker room if they don't wish to stand. The policy also subjects teams to a fine if players disobey this rule. What could possibly go wrong?
Gee, it's hard to believe the NFL would look at a bad situation and make it terrible. But they've managed to do it. First of all, the staying in the locker room is a fig leaf, and everybody knows it. As soon as a lot of players stay in the locker room, the president's going to have another temper tantrum, and the NFL's going to pass a rule saying you can't stay in the locker room either. This is bad in so many different ways. It's an offense against free expression. It's racially motivated. I can't tell you how many different ways this is bad.
According to Jerry Wunsch, who used to play for the Seattle Seahawks, his former team hired private investigators to follow him around in order to see if he was, in fact, as injured as he claimed to be. Didn't it occur to the Seahawks to take the word of the 5 doctors who had certified that Wunsch had, quote, closed head trauma, lumbar degenerative disc disease, mechanical neck pain, and post-concussion syndrome, among other problems?
Yeah, apparently not. They hired private investigators to haunt him to make sure he wasn't lifting anything that they thought was too heavy for him. This is a nightmare.
Some indication that he's not alone.
No, there are other Seahawks who are saying the same thing.
Quarterback Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles have agreed on a contract that could pay him up to $500,000 per game, and it's a kind of a complicated contract, I think, right?
Yeah, because despite Nick Foles' magnificent performance in the Super Bowl, he's still his team's backup quarterback. So there are all kinds of incentives built into this. If he plays 33% of the snaps and the team wins, and then he gets a maximum value of $8 million, and it goes back and forth. And meanwhile, poor Carson Wentz is rehabbing, wondering what the heck's going on. The opportunities for management mischief in this contract are staggering.
Yeah, absolutely. On Thursday, President Trump pardoned late boxer Jack Johnson for his violation of the Mann Act back in 1913. That's a good thing because Jack Johnson's conviction was a sham. Why did pardoning him take a century?
Well, I have no idea, but Jack Johnson has been doing great work with Frederick Douglass. Everybody says so.
Everybody does.
And by the way, not everybody knows Jack Johnson was a great boxer.
No, and everybody in this case includes Sylvester Stallone, who was the guy that tipped off the president that Jack Johnson ought to be pardoned.
Yeah, by the way, can you imagine what would happen if similar charges were brought against the boxer today, what the president's reaction would be?
Brandi Chastain was inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame on Monday. The honor included the unveiling of a plaque featuring Chastain's likeness, except that it didn't look a bit like her. Some people have said it looks more like actor Gary Busey or former President Jimmy Carter. I myself think it looks exactly like sports writer Peter King.
I think you're right, actually. Bill, what is it about soccer that makes them hire incompetent artists?
Know.
I mean, we had the Ronaldo
Ronaldo
thing where he looked like a bouncer at a strip club.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even look like a human being.
And we've got this thing that obviously got mixed up in production with something. I don't know.
Well, the outcry over this has been so
loud. I mean,
loud.
If these people had designed the Statue of Liberty, she'd be standing on her head.
The outcry has been sufficiently loud that there will be another plaque. And I wonder who it's going to look like. I feel bad for Brandi Chastain. She had a great career. She won everything there was to win.
And now she's immortalized as Peter King.
As Peter King. Finally, Charlie, yes. A reporter named Haley Moore was doing a live interview on the track for Britain's At the Races on Tuesday when one of the horses, Give Him a Clump is the horse's name, got loose and started running toward Ms. Moore. What happened next?
She grabbed his bridle and brought the horse under control despite being dragged for about 10 yards.
She did do that.
This is the most badass TV reporter I've seen in years.
And then she did her TV report.
Of course she did. A little grass stain, but that's okay.
When all was calm and she could make her report, she said, "It was the quickest moving horse that I've ever tried to catch. She's done it before."
Of course she has. Of course, you don't learn that skill on the off the cuff. You have to, learn how to lay out and grab the bridle of a moving horse.
Wrangler. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.